Hello, friends. Welcome to the Faith-Focused Discipleship Podcast. My name is Kevin Rognes, and I'm the Discipleship Director here at Faith Covenant Church. I'm just really thankful that you would take any time to watch or listen to this today, and I would like to also just encourage you to subscribe or like or share this episode. If you ever have any questions, comments, concerns, or if you'd like to share your testimony someday on the podcast, please let me know. My email address is listed in the show notes, so check that out and let me know if there's anything that we can do to make this podcast as beneficial as possible for you. I want it to be a tool and a resource for you, so let me know how I can do that and make this as best as possible. Recently, I've been going through the Psalms on a couple of different levels. I've been going through the Psalms as I've been leading a class on the Psalms here at Faith Covenant Church. So if you're interested and you're in the area, you can drop by at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we're walking through Psalms over the next several months. And that's just been a really rich journey with such great discussions and insights, and I think we're all learning a lot in that class. I'm also going through it in my personal devotions at home. I'm actually doing a process where I handwrite my own copy of the Psalms, and that's been interesting because it kind of just slows me down. So I'm doing a psalm a day, handwriting it out in one journal, and then kind of reading through and journaling in a separate journal about it and just writing down the different themes that I notice, different questions that I have, and that sort of thing. Just different observations that I'm seeing and that different levels of detail that God is bringing out to me. And I just really recommend, if you've never gone through Psalms in a slow and methodical way, it's really, really worthwhile. There's so much depth and variety in the Psalms. And it's really kind of incredible to go through. As I've been going through, I've also noticed a variety of themes that just kind of keep coming up throughout the Psalms. So I've noticed a lot of Psalms about God as a refuge, God as a hiding place of sorts, God as a place of safety. I've also seen themes of the sovereignty of God, of how God is king, God just ruling over all things, God is in charge. There's also a lot in the Psalms of lament and just acknowledging how difficult circumstances can be. Sometimes you're in what feels like a miry clay pit where it's just desolate and there's no hope. And there's just such raw honesty in that lament. And I think it's really beautiful and something that we need to pay attention to, because sometimes that's what our lives feel like. And it's the Psalms give voice to that. One theme that I want to talk about today, though, is a little bit different from those, but I think it's been something that God, I think, has been bringing to the fore as I've been reading through the Psalms this time. So it pops up in a lot of different Psalms, but I'm going to just kind of highlight the way it shows up in three of the Psalms, the first of which is Psalms 20, Psalm 20, verses 6 through 7, and I'll read that for us here. Psalm 20, verse 6 through 7 says, "Now I know that the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with mighty victories from his right hand. Some take pride in chariots and others in horses, but we take pride in the name of the Lord our God." So here, what is happening is God is giving victory from his own hand. God is saying, "I have a victory from you. Here it is from my right hand." Oftentimes in the Bible, the right hand is used as an image of the more dominant hand for most people. Most people are right-handed. No shade on those who are left-handed. But the right hand is typically the dominant hand, especially from God. So if God is giving victory from his right hand, that is a major, major victory. When you contrast it with what it says later in the passage about some taking pride in chariots and horses. Now, at this time in the Bible, a chariot, which of course was kind of a horse-drawn, usually iron or wooden carriage of sorts, that would have been kind of the tank of its era. chariots were the like most deadly weapon in an army's arsenal at that time. And so that was kind of the height of power. If you had a ton of chariots, you would be an intimidating army. So some would take pride in these chariots, but we take pride, the psalm says, in the name of the Lord our God. So God is the one giving victory through God's power, through God's name. Not human chariots. Human chariots are not getting the job done against God. God does it. God accomplishes the victory. The next psalm I want to highlight, and I'll tie these together in a moment, but Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. And many of you may be familiar with Psalm 40 and the U2 song that is inspired by this psalm. So I'm going to read Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry for help. He brought me up from a desolate pit, out of the muddy clay, and set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and they will trust in the Lord. So here, again, God is doing a lot of action. In the previous psalm, Psalm 20, we saw God providing the victory. Here, God is hearing me. God is turning to me, bringing me out of that desolate, muddy pit, making my steps secure, my steps being the writer, but making my steps secure, putting a new song in my mouth. God is the active party in this psalm and in many other psalms, including the previous one that we looked at. So God is doing a lot of activity. God is on the move. Then moving forward to Psalm 44, verses 4 through 8, which says this, verses 4 through 8. You are my king, my God, who ordains victories for Jacob. Though through you we drive back our foes, through your name we trample our enemies. For I do not trust in my bow, and my sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our foes, and let those who hate us be disgraced. We boast in God all day long. We will praise your name forever. So here again, God is ordaining victory. God is pushing back through the armies. It does also say God is doing this through us, but we drive back our enemies through God. God is the main actor in this passage. God is helping us trample the enemies. My sword doesn't get the job done. My bow and arrow doesn't get the job done. Those were the weapons of the day. God is the one who accomplishes all these things. God gives us victory over the enemies, and we boast in God. We don't boast in what we accomplished, because God did it. Even if it's through us, God did that. God is doing all of these things, and that's why we boast in God. We don't boast in ourselves and then say, look at us, we did it, and God gave us the victory. We go straight to boasting in God and say, God did it. God did this thing. He may have used us for a moment, but God did the work. So in all three of these psalms, and in many other psalms, and in many other places throughout Scripture, God is the main actor. God is doing the work. This is a common theme throughout Scripture, but I'm just noticing how prominent it is lately in Psalms. God does the rescuing. God provides the resources. God defends the oppressed. God provides the victory. God gives us forgiveness and salvation. God is constantly the main character in the Bible. And sometimes we think, oh, this is the main character, this is the character, this is the character. No, it's all about God. God is the one who is the main force driving all of these things. Sometimes we forget that and we focus on the people in the story, but God is a person. God is a person doing all these things. And certainly sometimes God works through people. And this Psalm 44 talks about that a little bit. But the focus is on what did God do? God used us a little bit, but God accomplished all of these things. You do see oftentimes the Bible does also talk about what God empowered us to do. So God led me to do this thing, or God empowered this group of people to do these things. But God is doing the work in and through people, but also just on his own. It is a biblical truth that God is at work in the world, constantly doing things, constantly shaping circumstances for the glory of God and God's kingdom. I've experienced this in my personal life as well. Many of you may know that for years now, I've been running different distance events with Team World Vision, and I do that to raise funds for clean water projects, to try to bring clean water to everyone around the world. It is such a vital need that everybody has, and it has, pardon me, it has such dramatic effects on a person's life, on education, on hygiene, on general health, on the ability to rise out of poverty. It's a foundational part of life, which is, I think, part of why Jesus says, "I am the water of life." That's a whole other podcast, but so I've been doing this for years with Team World Vision, and so for many years I'd seen people set a goal of raising $10,000 in one season, and I was always trying to, or for many years I was aspiring to that as well. I would love to raise $10,000. That'd be such a great thing to bring clean water to 200 people. And I kept trying and kept trying and kept trying. And for years, I did not accomplish it. And that's not to say that I'm disappointed, because I still raised money and people still got clean water. But I never could get to that $10,000 mark. And last year, I tried to really shift my attitude and really try to remind myself, you know, I've done this for years. This last year was my 10th season doing this. I was like, I've been at this for 10 years now. I got to do something different. I think I got to just somehow let God do this. Like, yes, I'm doing the running and I'm doing the fundraising, but how do I step back and just let God do this? And I just kept praying that throughout the year. Like, God, you're going to have to make this happen, because I can't do this. I've tried many times. I can't do this. And over time, more funds were raised and more people were donating. And I had people donating multiple times for the first time in my 10 years with Team World Vision. And soon I had raised more money than I'd raised, not yet $10,000, but more than I had previously raised. And I was like, okay, God, you're doing this. And in the last few days before I was running the last marathon of the year, there was still a long ways to go. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to happen. God's done more than I've done, but I don't know. But then sure enough, on the day before the marathon, I reached that $10,000 goal to bring clean water to 200 people. And I was just blown away. I was like, look at what God did. I didn't do anything. I mean, I did some things a little bit differently, but this is not a thing that I can do. I do not have $10,000, and God just made it possible. God made it happen, and I was just blown away by that. I was like, why have I not asked God to do more? Why have I not focused more in my life on what God can do? So often I have focused on what I can do, and sometimes what God can empower me to do, and that's a good thing too. But what can God do sovereignly on his own? And that's changed me. To focus on what God does, it changes the way I pray, because I pray not just, God, help me do this, but God, do this. Because I know you can. I don't know if I can, but I know you can. So it changes things when you realize that God is the main actor in our lives. God acts and moves in the world on a constant basis. Certainly, God moves through us, and we should pray about that. We should pray, God, how are you using me? How can you use me? How can you empower me? How can you lead me? That is a good and necessary prayer. But there's also a prayer of, God, what are you doing in this world? What can you do? Well, you can do anything. God, you can do all these things. Please do them. God, move in this world sovereignly, independent of me, because you on the move is far greater and far more powerful than me on the move. Even when you're working through me, God, you can do so much more on your own without me. And if we have that perspective, when we have that mindset, I think it's such a hopeful mindset because it starts taking off human limitations of what we can expect to happen. When God is just moving and working in the world, anything can happen. That's the biblical truth. And again, that's not to say that we shouldn't pray for God to empower us, to lead us, because yes, when God is in us, when God's Holy Spirit is moving us and working through us, we accomplish way more than we thought we could. But sometimes God just works on his own. And that's a great thing to watch happen. And it's so hopeful to realize that. I think it's also not just a hopeful posture or perspective, but also a very humble one. I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in thinking about what can God do through me and through us. And again, yes, we need to do that. But it's also humble to say, you know what? God is just going to move. God is just going to sovereignly go do things in the world. And I am looking forward to see what that is. Because there's a lot of things that are messed up and broken in the world. And I cannot fix most of them, if any of them. But God can. God can do all of these things. God is at work and moving in the world in powerful and potent ways. So that's just something that's been on my heart recently, and it's just so interesting to be reading through something like the Psalms, which on some level feel so familiar because, you know, we revisit Psalms in different contexts, and I've read through it multiple times before, but every time you revisit Scripture, even if it's Scripture that you've read time and again, there's just so much depth and so much richness to it, and I'm constantly learning about that, and it's exciting to do. So if you're ever wanting someone to help you through that process, we would love to do that. Right now here at Faith Covenant Church, we're embarking on a Each One, Reach One discipleship initiative where we're trying to get people to be walking with each other in God's Word together on a one-on-one basis. And so if that's something you're interested in, whether you're here at Faith Covenant or somewhere else, I strongly encourage you to pray about who might that person be, whether it's someone that you would like to have disciple you or someone that you may be able to disciple and lead in Scripture. It's such a great way to dig into Scripture with someone else. There's just such beauty and such richness when you encounter God's Word together. So that's what I have to say today. I hope that getting into Scripture is something that you're doing on a regular basis. And I think if you haven't, like I said earlier, if you haven't gone through Psalms just slowly and methodically, there's so much richness awaiting you there. So I strongly encourage that as well. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Like I said, make sure you subscribe, make sure you share, and let us know if there's anything that we can do better. We want this to be a service and a resource for you. So thank you so much for watching and listening today. Have a wonderful and blessed day.